Probably more has been written about parenting than any subject except love and romance, so there's really nothing I can add that hasn't been said before, even though my wife Diane and I did a heck of a good job raising our kids, of course. So all of the advice I'm about to read you, today's readings are actually several different readings, come from people who are far smarter than I. For example, the great attorney Clarence Darrow said, quote, "Just think of the tragedy of teaching children not to doubt." Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Educate your children to self-control, to the habit of holding passion and prejudice and evil tendencies subject to an upright and reasoning will, and you have done much to abolish misery from their future and crimes from society." According to columnist Ellen Goodman, the central struggle of parenthood is to let our hopes for our children outweigh our fears. 20th century psychiatrist Harold Hulbert said, "Children need love, especially when they do not deserve it." Here's one you might not have expected. Actress Pamela Anderson said, "I'm a mother with two small children, so I don't take as much crap as I used to." Robert Orban, who was a speechwriter for Presidents Nixon and Ford, and not coincidentally a comedy writer, advised, "Never raise your hand to your children. It leaves your midsection unprotected." A little closer to home, Unitarian preacher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Children are all foreigners." And you thought he could never be funny. Playwright Tom Stoppard said, "I think age is a very high price to pay for maturity." Don Marquis was a popular writer and humorist in early 20th century America. He wrote, quote, "If a child shows himself to be incorrigible, he should be decently and quietly beheaded at the age of 12, lest he grow to maturing, marry, and perpetuate his kind." Marquis also said, quote, "If you make people think they're thinking, they'll love you, but if you really make them think, they'll hate you." I'm going to run that risk today. Gore Vidal advised, and I'm sure you've all heard this one, "Never have children, only grandchildren." And since the last time I was here, I have acquired two of those, and they are probably going to be my only two, and I couldn't love them more. And finally, President Harry Truman said, "I have found the best way to give advice to your children is to find out what they want and then advise them to do it." And so we're going to reverse. Before a baby bird leaves the nest, its parents feed it and nurture it and eventually help it to leave the nest. I left my nest at age 14, which is younger than most of you, I expect. I spent almost my entire teenage years thousands of miles away from my parents, which to some of you parents of teenagers, I'm sure sounds like heaven. Here is what I've learned. Some of it is little more than cliche, to be honest. If young people follow these rules for life, they will be happier people, though nothing they do will ever guarantee that they have permanent happiness. I have, sorry to say this, 67 rules. Sounds like we're going to be here a while, but I assure you we won't. The first three are what I call the top three rules for life. Number one, should not surprise you, always treat others as you would have them treat you. The good old golden rule. It's still number one because it works. And by the way, this rule tells you all you need to know about morality, and it covers most of the Ten Commandments. Number two, light a single candle instead of cursing the darkness. In other words, always look for something good, even in something bad. Try to find a way to make things better instead of simply complaining or worrying. Number three of the top three rules is, you will catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. If anyone is sitting there thinking, I don't want to catch flies, then just give yourself a little slap. This saying is what we call a metaphor. Flies are annoying things that get in your way, just like some people. Number four, own up to your mistakes. This is one of the most important pathways to respect and a sure sign of maturity. You're usually not fooling anyone but yourself if you think people don't know when you've screwed up. Accept the blame when it's yours and do so graciously. And I want to remind you that these are things that I suspect almost everybody in this room already knows. But this list was developed specifically to be read to high school graduating seniors. And so if some of it sounds a bit pedantic to you, just keep in mind who the intended original audience was. Number five, don't be too quick to judge others or lists of rules like this one. At least half the time, you'll be wrong. Wait for the facts. Give people the benefit of the doubt. This is the same thing as don't judge a book by its cover. Number six, phone home. It's not just for extraterrestrials anymore. Number seven, never make a bet you can't afford to lose. We're not just talking about money here. The corollary is to bet only on sure things. Number eight, there are no sure things. Number nine, travel. Especially go someplace you're a little afraid to visit. Hope you're not afraid of Iceland. Number 10, think about the people you admire and why you admire them. And then think what it would take for them to admire you. Maybe the person you admire is your brother or sister. Maybe it's your cousin or best friend. But remember that you are not them, so don't try to be. Number 11, respect the seven Unitarian principles. If you don't know them, learn them. Number 12, be better than you have to be. Number 13, understand that everybody is a stranger when you first meet him or her. Number 14, if you can't say it, write it. If you write it, read it at least twice before showing it to others. Rewrite almost everything. Don't take offense when others edit your work, assuming that's part of their job. They're not you, and words come together differently in their head than in yours. It's not a personal attack. Number 15. Now, because I have suggested you write things down, I'm going to give you the very best writing advice you will ever get. There are two things you must never do if you want to be a good writer. First, never end a sentence with a preposition. Now, as silly as this one sounds, it's actually a serious thing. Okay, in the end, you may decide to let a sentence end with a preposition, but always at least think about how you could rewrite it so it doesn't end with one. Second, never use the word this in a sentence without saying to what it refers. For example, don't say, this is really stupid. Say, this advice is really stupid. Number 16, eschew obfuscation. Didn't make that one up. Number 17, stand online patiently unless you or the person you are with is dying. No one else likes being in line any more than you do. Letting them know how miserable you are is not making them like you anymore. Number 18, don't hold a grudge. The person you're busy hating is not hurt by your contempt, but it makes you miserable. Number 19, listen. Really listen. 20, Don't pretend to be something you're not. This is the same thing as to thine own self be true, but don't use words like thine. I'm against all forms of violence, but using words like thine is courting trouble. Number 21, keep a sense of humor about you at all times. Most of us couldn't live without it, and we sure wouldn't be as happy. Number 22, an excuse may be valid, but it still sounds like an excuse. So accept blame if you deserve it. 23, at any given time, there are billions of people in the world worse off than you are. Next, at any given time, there are billions of people in the world better off than you. 25, you are unique, just like everyone else. 26, be courteous to everyone, especially to the people you love. The people you love do things for you so automatically that it's easy to take those things for granted. Perhaps they cook for you, or clean your house, or do hundreds of other mundane things. Thank them each time they do these things, not just when you think of it once in a while. You'll be amazed at how your appreciation of those little things will strengthen your relationship. 27. Never, ever play the song God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. It is an evil and obnoxious song, right up there with Onward Christian Soldiers. Cover your ears if you can't get away when it plays. Unfortunately, you probably have already heard this song 100 times at least. It's the one that says, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. As opposed to being, say, a Norwegian or a Ghanaian or an Australian, I suppose. This song implies they are not free, which is stupid. It's also stupid to be proud of being an American. Now, myself, I'm really happy that I'm an American. I'm tickled pink that I'm an American. I'm delighted I'm an American. I'm also really lucky that I'm an American. You see, you can't be proud of something you had nothing to do with. So the only people who have a right to be proud of being American are immigrants who came here and studied and passed the citizenship test. The rest of us just had the good fortune to be born here. Remember that America is a place defined basically by two things, its borders and its government. In America, the government is supposed to be our representatives, and sometimes it's hard to be proud of them, especially these days, when some of our leaders think it's okay to lie to us or make us afraid or commit torture. It's hard to tell the good guys now, isn't it? On the positive side, I would say that I am grateful to the people who designed our government, because for the most part, they got it right. Yes, you can be proud of the great people who came before us and left us with important things, including laws and arts and music and scientific advances, and you can be proud of what America is supposed to represent. Now, this song also says that it was only men who died to make this country free, and that's another stupid message. And finally, it calls upon God to bless the USA, and I have no idea what that means, but I have a sneaky feeling it can't be good. That's a lot about that song. 28. Some people are all bad, but no one is all good, so don't ever feel you can't measure up. 29. The word no has two parts, the N and the O. You can understand both parts. 30. Drink lots of water, but 31. Never eat yellow snow. 32, you don't belong to a faith, it belongs to you. When people ask you what faith you belong to, tell them faith is not a matter of choice, it's what you believe without question, what you accept on faith. It's not some sort of club. 33, don't be stupid. The late Boston Phoenix editor Cliff Garboden told me, quote, "Life is hard, but ever so much harder if you're stupid." 34, trust people right away when you meet them. This one's very important to me, and I spoke here a couple of years back on the subject of trust. Some bosses mistrust new employees until they prove themselves. On the other hand, some bosses trust new employees until they do something untrustworthy. Guess which boss gets more from their employees? This process works well in other relationships as well. Even though you will be wrong some of the time, you will be far happier if you assume from the beginning that the other person has good intentions. On the other hand, number 35, you must learn that trust, once violated, is harder to earn than money. Think of trust as money in your personal bank. Each time you are even a little dishonest, you make a withdrawal of some of that trust. The bigger the lie you tell, or the bigger the deceit you commit, the faster you withdraw from your account. If your account of trust is empty, you will find that filling it again completely is impossible. In other words, you must be trustworthy. Number 36, for those of you who are still hearing God Bless the USA in your head, just stop. I know it's my fault. It's going to be in your head later today. I'm sorry. Number 37, remember the first name of people you meet. Nothing else you do makes them feel better. Number 38, it's fine to be impressed by someone else's success, but don't be intimidated by it. That person has flaws and problems and fears you may not see, but for sure they have them. Of course, you have problems and flaws and fears too. Do your best to deal with them, but don't give in to despair. The successful people have achieved in spite of their problems, not because of them. On the other hand, never look down at someone because of the kind of work they do, no matter how unpleasant it may seem. Their job exists because it is work that needs to be done. Would you do that job? If not, you should be grateful to people who are willing to do it. Grateful and polite to them because they're probably not getting paid a lot of money. 39, washing your hands does not make you a wimp. Number 40, life is shorter than you yet realize, and it's not fair. If life were fair, we Americans would be a lot worse off. Number 41, Murphy was only half right. He should have also noted that if something can go right, it will. 42, you can never please everyone, but act as if that were possible. There's no harm in trying. 43, if someone pays you to do something, you owe it to that person and to yourself to do it as well as you can. Think about it. If you are the kind of person who would cheat someone who is willing to give you money, what does that say about you? If you'll cheat that person, you'll probably cheat others too. Don't be a cheater. 44, you can't demand that someone love you. Just do your best to make yourself lovable. And then remember number 45, no one has to love you, so be grateful and kind to those who do. 46, don't be so hard on yourself. Cut other people some slack too. 47, never underestimate a smile. 48, never underestimate a friend. 49, here is the question to which you should always have the answer. What is the next book you're going to read? People will find it interesting, and it will tell them something about you if they ask you about the last book you've read or what book you're reading right now. But for your own happiness, you should be already thinking about the next book you want to read, because that shows you have a direction, not just for your body, but for your mind. 50, eat your vegetables. I still have not learned that one. 51, every drug, including cigarettes and alcohol, makes you feel good when you first take it. If it didn't, no one would ever become addicted. What you must understand, even though it's really hard, is that eventually the drug will not make you feel good, and it might even ruin your life. So it's better if you don't start. Always drove me crazy in the era of Just Say No. The ads that were on TV then would make it look like people that were on drugs were just having a horrible time. And then a child might try drugs and say, well, I feel pretty good. And they would then disbelieve the entire campaign because their first personal experience was usually a good one. Problem is they're not looking at down the road. 52, if it's not on fire, don't try to put it out. Too many people think they have to solve every problem, and if there are no problems to solve, they'll invent some, even if they're imaginary. Enjoy the times when life has no disasters with which you must deal. Those times are rare enough. 53, proper spelling is important. People think you're smart if you know how to spell. Number 54, remember that words you write or type don't sound the same in someone else's head as they sounded in yours. Don't be surprised if they don't get what you meant, especially if you were trying to be funny. 55, don't announce when you have to pee. Just go do it. Quietly. I came up with that one for good reason. 56, embrace change since there's nothing you can do to prevent it. While you're at it, eliminate regret for the past since there's nothing you can do that will change it. 57, try to think of a kind word to say to everyone with whom you must talk. You'll be amazed at how smoothly things go when people want to cooperate with you, and being nice is a great way to accomplish your goals. You'll also be amazed at how good it makes you feel. 58, sometimes it will suck to be you. Most of the time it won't. Go with most of the time. Don't let the bad times get you down. 59, never argue about politics with a conservative. You are not going to convince them of anything, and they will enjoy making you crazy. I think some of you know exactly what that one is. 60, expect things to work. Take it in stride if they don't. People who go around expecting everything to screw up or fail are rarely disappointed. If you think your luggage will get lost, it will. If you expect to lose whatever, you will. And the opposite is also true. 61, try to leave the world a better place than you found it, even if only just a little bit. 62, it's the people who speak up who get chosen as the leaders. Use that knowledge to help you join the projects you like and avoid the ones you don't. Always true in a church that needs committee people. 63, compliment other people frequently, but sincerely. A compliment costs you nothing, but it's the greatest gift you can give. 64, burping out loud after you grow up can still be funny, but it's never considered clever. 65, if you are under 30 years old, and you won't believe this now, there are maybe a few people here under 30, but trust me when I say that 50 is not old. 'Cherish the past, but don't live there. Don't forget where you came from or the people who came into and out of your life, but let go of the past, especially anything that hurt you. Don't waste too much time grieving for the things you wish had ended differently. Something better is always just ahead. The problem is that we can all picture the past while the future is unformed. Trust yourself to make good things happen. And finally, number 67, once you step out of the nest, it's a really good time to start flying.